Chris on Red News. I'm John Scott. Speaking at the Semaphore World Economic Summit, Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick says there's good news in the Iran war.
Straits of Hormuz were just announced an hour ago that they're open and ships are moving. So the price of oil dropped 10% this morning.
And U.S. stocks are sharply higher. More on the Israel-Hezbollah truce. We have the BBC's Hugo Bashega in Beirut.
Hezbollah is indicating that it will abide by the ceasefire. Obviously, its supporters have been suffering because of this war. But at the end of the day, Hezbollah is keeping its weapons. Invading Israeli troops remain inside Lebanese territory. And Israel, according to the deal, may even continue to attack Lebanon. So this gives you an idea of how difficult the situation is. The Lebanese are exhausted, desperate for some respite, but this may be a pause and not the end of the conflict here.
Cameras in the courtroom have long exposed the inner workings of some of America's most spectacular criminal cases. Now calls to bar cameras from Tyler Robinson's trial in the killing of Charlie Kirk, reigniting debate over whether they belong.
Robinson's attorneys want cameras banned from a Utah courtroom, pointing to sometimes sensationalist media coverage they fear will foster widespread bias against their client as he faces prosecution in last September's shooting death of the conservative activist on a college campus. Prosecutors want cameras allowed and suggested that they could help dispel conspiracy theories and, quote, distorted narratives swirling around the case since Kirk was shot while speaking to a crowd of thousands. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Then on Wall Street, the Dow is up 900 points, the NASDAQ adding 330. This is SRN News. Virginia has a new contraception law.
Democratic Governor Abigail Spanberger has signed a measure that guarantees the, quote, right of all people to contraceptive drugs and devices and provides legal remedies if that right is violated. The legislation specifically covers any drug, device, or biological product intended for use in the prevention of pregnancy. Pro-life advocates point out this means abortifacients like Plan B are now a protected right in Virginia. Michael Harrington reporting.
A new Gallup poll shows more young men in the U.S. now say religion is very important in their lives compared to young women. It's the first time young men have surpassed young women in this measure of religiosity going back 25 years. The new poll finds that 42% of young men value religion highly, up from 28% a year ago. Over the same time, young women's attachment to religion has stayed at about 30%. This is SRN News. A key figure in a major gambling sweep appears to set to change his plea.
Ex-NBA player and assistant coach Damon Jones is expected to become the first person to plead guilty in a gambling sweep that led to the arrests of more than 30 people, including reputed mobsters and other basketball figures. A change of plea hearing for Jones is scheduled for April 28th in Brooklyn Federal Court. The 49-year-old Jones had previously pleaded not guilty to separate indictments, charging him with profiting from rigged poker games and providing sports betting with non-public information about injuries to stars LeBron James and Anthony Davis. I'm Geffen Coolball.
Duke agreeing to a contract extension for football coach Manny Diaz through the 2031 season. It comes after Diaz led the Blue Devils to their first outright ACC title in 63 years. More details at srnnews.com.